This is a Wild Games Production podcast. Good afternoon. This is Vince the Evil DM back with another episode of the Evil DM podcast. I am coming to you live from my studio apartment. No, I'm kidding. I'm coming to you live from my man cave up here in the loft where I hold all my games. Well, I did before COVID, but all my equipment's up here. All the stuff I do is up here, and it's loads of fun. This is the Evil DM cave, yes. Anyway, as you saw Friday, the Classic Phase Rip podcast did come back with myself and Keith as the hosts. Matt will be joining us later on in the season when he clears up some time from what he's doing, but he wants to join the show, so look forward to him just joining us. Anyway, we talked about on the show a memory called Total Memory from the Ultimate Powers book, as well as WandaVision, The Punisher, and a bunch of other stuff, such as what's going on in the community for the canon project for Marvel there. A lot of great supplements coming out, so hopefully it's something you'll enjoy. That also brought me back to, because my Heroes Unlimited game is starting to end, it's starting to wind down. There are still a few episodes in the can to edit before I send them out there into the wild. People are enjoying that because everybody's so goofy in that as heroes. But that has also brought up the notion of people asking me, what about your villains game? Are you ever going to allow them to play the villains game again? We had so much fun listening to that. A lot of people did like it. It was a different pace because it was villains as opposed to heroes. So it, I guess, gave a different perspective than the norm. And people really enjoyed it because it was the Marvel Phase Rip rules. And, well, I had some issues with the rules itself. I did write some things for it to adjust. It just didn't seem to, I guess, work. So I've been looking a lot at it again since people have been asking again. And it's not just one person or two people. It's a handful of people, probably more, maybe two handfuls of people have actually said to me, what's going on? Are you bringing it back or what? And my group has also wanted to bring it back because they really enjoyed those characters. So I'm looking into it again. So after the Heroes Unlimited game is over, we're going to be playing Star Trek. Last Unicorn Games, TOS era. I'm not running it. I'm just playing it. I've only played in the game once, and that was way back in 2010 at Gen Con. It was pretty interesting. Good system. I'm not running it. I'm just going to be a player this time so I can sit back and relax and just enjoy a game. That should be fun. But after that's done, we always like to plan ahead at RollHigherDie.com for different various actual plays, and I think I'll bring back the Marvel game, but I'm not going to use the Phase Rip rules. I'm debating on whether to use G-Core by Jay Libby or use 4Color, which is all public domain, and I can actually write stuff for it to adjust and help the players figure out powers a little bit. I mean, 4Color really defines a lot of stuff. So does G-Core, but when I tried to bring G-Core to the group kind of was about it because it was too far away from Phase Rip itself, and they like the Phase Rip system. Now, 4Color is just like it. I like to call it Phase Rip with the serial numbers filed right off, because that's basically what it is. Slightly different chart, obviously. It's got 4 colors on it. It's black, blue, and red. I think there's also yellow or orange. I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but it seems like a good replacement, and it also clarifies a lot of the rules that we were questioning when we were playing the game. Like, one character had a steed. He was a speedster, so he was using it a lot of different ways, and there was no real clear way he was using it. 4Color does kind of fix the problems that we were looking at, and also I can write something with the player. We could sit down and write our own little thing for it, and if it works, we can also send it out for others to use as well. We could have done that for Phase Rip, but I don't know. I felt that I don't want to mess with what Jeff Grubb did and what the guys did, and that's their own thing. So, and plus, you can't send anything out in the open for Phase Rip. I mean, I can make my own supplements, but Anyway, that's what I've been doing lately. I know I need to do some more videos for YouTube. I've been lax on that, but I have to do it when I feel it. I started that channel for when I enjoyed it. I didn't want to make it a job. And when you make something like that a job, it becomes a job. And when you put the videos out, you want to make sure every video has love and care and, you know, your touch to it. And if you don't have those things to it, it just looks like you're going through the motions. And I want to make sure that people understand that I'm doing this because I, you know, I enjoy it. And I do it for me and I do it for you to spark some, you know, ideas. So when I do a video, it's because I'm hoping that someone's looking at it and going, oh, wow, that was a good idea. Cool. I like that. I'm going to use that. So if they use it, great. If they don't, that's fine. But that's how I always worked. I've said that on Roll for Initiative all the years that I've done the show. If it sparks one idea in somebody, then I've done my job correctly, because that's all I'm really here to do is just spark ideas in people. And if you want to help support me along the way, I have no problem with that because people have asked that as well. Buymeacoffee.com/TheEvilDM, Ko-Fi.com/TheEvilDM, or Patreon.com/RollHireDie is where you can go to support me and the Roll Hire Die crew and everything we do. That way you can make simple donations. I know people have asked, but throwing it out there. So with that said, I'm going to head out. This is just a quick little update here for Monday afternoon. And hopefully you're having a great week. I don't know when the next episode will be, but who knows? Maybe it'll be tomorrow. Maybe it won't be. I have to figure out what I want to talk about. With that said, keep it original, keep it old school, and good night, everybody.